may the Lord bless and keep my father's children for as far as my voice can be heard. Once again, friends, this is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. You know, my friend, seeing is believing in many a cases, but that faith that we have in our hearts and our minds is where God has brought us from the beginning. No matter what you're facing, friends, no matter how long you've been suffering or going through natural or unnatural situations. Some right now, my friends, are wondering why they're still going through. Some are so impatient that they are waiting for Pizza Hut to come around the corner to try to get a blessing. Some, my friends, are not willing to try to turn situations around, but they're saying to themselves they still need help and are waiting, my friends, until the next day. If you're having trouble, friends, if there's a situation around you, my friends, you know that book of Genesis to Revelations is real. Don't put off for tomorrow for what you can do today. Whether you have a sickness in your body, my friends, whether you have problems with those around you, those enemies that are throwing stones or tail-bearing or throwing that stumbling block in front of you, don't put off for tomorrow for what you can do today. This is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, and especially you that are in need, not to give up, friends. Asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is, God can, and there's always a way being made out of no way. Some, my friends, are dealing with unnatural situations and hoodoo and voodoo that others put around them. We have dealt with that before in the past. Some right now have spirits around them and they're telling themselves, oh, dear Heavenly Father, what can I do to rid this from my life? Right now, I know some of you right now want that husband or that wife, that girlfriend, that boyfriend right back with you. And it seems that every time you look around, someone else is trying to tear your home apart. You might even have ran across someone and saying, well, I'm going to take your mate no matter what you do. He's mine or she's mine now. Some of us say, all righty, because that's the way God wants it. That's the way they want it. No need to fight, because if they're not that strong in the spirit in the way that God put us here on earth, might as well let them go. But some say, well, I am not going to give up. This is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta, Georgia. Telephone number 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, you dial me right back. Again, that's 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package. You know, some of us have pain in that body. You know, my friends, we've always told you if you have a problem growing hair, if you have a problem with arthritis, the gout, rheumatism, diabetes, kidney situations, pancreas problems, even those of you that have that nature that's on vacation. Back in the days of old, my friends, there used to be someone that can always go off into the woods with a crocker. Croaker back across their back, come back, boil it, steep it, and strain it so they can drink it and be back into the fields the next day without that pain in that body, without those troubles that are physical. Yes, friends, those of you that are writing, get your pencil and paper ready. When we write you, my friends, we're going to send you a bottle of that Master Stroke oil, a prayer cloth, and a cross for you to keep the spirit right there with you no matter where you are. Some right now, my friends, are dealing with those that are in their own family that are against them. And they're wondering why there's so much hell raising in that home. Some right now have trouble on that job. When they go there, it seems that everyone there is against them. trying to set stumbling stones right in front of you so they can sit down and grin. My friends, there's a way being made out of no way, and all you need is that faith. That telephone number, friends, is 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, my friend, just dial me right back. That's 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll see Reverend Gregory. In the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. You might even want to know how to dress your home. You might even want to know how to keep spirits from your family and yourself in that home that you're living in right now. Oh, my God. Now, those of you that are writing, my friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. Again, that's Post Office Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Oh, my God. Yes, friends. This is Reverend Gregory. That's spelled G-R-E-G-O-R-Y. Yes, if you want to know how to handle that situation and change it. You know, we've been dealing with herbal remedies to help those that have had physical problems for years, my friends, and put those teas together for you to drink and put it together and show you how you can go back from then on and keep yourself together. Oh, we have plenty of testimonials. I even have testimonials of those that have went through evil in their lives and have dropped it out of their body. But today, my friends, I'm going to talk with you and you and especially you all throughout this broadcast, letting you know you can turn that situation around, that financial problem that you have, knowing that you work all throughout the week and have counted it up, but on that day, it seemed that it doesn't go that far. You know, sometimes we are out here in this world, my friends, and we have enemies around us. Those enemies that are around us seem to take all kind of manifestations and try to block and turn your life around just as you think things are about to turn for the better. Oh, my God, they sit and wait, don't they? Oh, good God. Again, friends, write down that telephone number. That's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, just dial me right back. Again, that's 404-212-2444. You might have problems on that job. You might have situations with that loved one. There might even be unnatural things around you that oh my God, I had a testimonial for today. I think I'm not going to play it. It talks about a lady dropping things out of her body. My friends, if I cannot help you through the power of God, I sure enough to God will not harm you. But I'm here to ask you, my friends, not to give up. I'm here to ask you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is, God can, and there is no failure in God if you just have just that faith, my friends. Oh, my God, we can talk about David and Daniel. We can talk about Joshua. We can talk about the Bible all the way through on how they came out of jail, how the jailhouse doors open. My friends, it's not made up. It's straight from the book. Oh, good God. Some say, well, Rev, I've read about witchcraft and hoodoo in the Bible, so I know it's there. But you know what, my friends? It's something that you don't want in your life. It's something that you pray that you never see in your life. It's something that you pray if you do run across that unnatural, you find a way to turn it around without going down that dark street. It's in the valley of the shadow of death. Good God. Telephone number, my friends, 404-212-2444. Let us take a minute of prayer with Bishop Noel. We're going to be right back with you, my friends. Again, that telephone number is 404-212-2444.
Eternal God, our Father, once again, we come before thee. We come before thy fountain. We come on the behalf of these, your faithful ones today, that stand in need of your help right now. We ask that thou will go into that home where there's confusion and trouble. We ask that Father will bring peace between husband and wife and family. We pray for those that are sick today, those that are confined to their home, their bed, the wheelchairs, those that are on crutches today. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus that thou will heal and touch mankind everywhere. Lord, we look to the healed today, for which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord which made the heaven and earth. And Lord, dear Father, we call on you this in the time of trouble and confusion in the land, where man is against daughter and son against mother. We pray that thou will bring peace everywhere. Touch, heal, bless, and deliver those that are disturbed today in the convalescent home. We pray that thou will give strength and courage, and those that are on the battlefield for your sake, in Jesus' name, carrying the word abroad. We ask that thou will give mankind wisdom and knowledge and understanding according to thy word. We pray for Reverend Gregory and his ministry here in the city and other places across the country as he ministers to the needs of the people everywhere. We pray, dear Father, for those that are in need today of your spiritual help right now. And Father, my special prayer that you bless, heal, and meet the needs of your people everywhere. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, bless me, your humble servant. In Jesus' name is my prayer. Amen and amen.
Amen. God bless those of you, my friends, at the sound of my voice. I'm asking that you don't give up, friends. One man said that there was so much hell raising in that home, he wouldn't go inside, but his yard and his land around there stayed mighty clean because he was always outside the house, for all kind of hell was going on the inside. Some right now, my friends, are wondering why they have those sicknesses that come from nowhere. Or I've had a beautiful testimony, but I decided not to play that one today. But I'm going to ask you today, my friends, what in the world is going on around your home that you want to change? Let's pray it away, friends. Write down the telephone number. Some say, well, Rev, I'm praying for my children to grow strong. Some say, Rev, I'm praying for my enemies to leave me alone. Some right now, my friends, have been through so much and their body is sickly and down and they would like to know how to turn it around. You go to the medicine cabinet, don't have room in that medicine cabinet for a toothbrush and toothpaste, for all the pills that are lined up. Write me, my friends, and call. I'll be here throughout the day asking you, friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you do. How you plan to do it. Those of you right now that are praying over that financial trouble, saying, Rev, sometimes you're just so unlucky, mosquitoes won't even bite you. I am asking you not to give up. I am asking you, my friends, to pray that problem away. Those of you that are calling, my friends, that telephone number is 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, just call me back. Yes, my friends, if you have a problem with those that won't give up, those that are happy that you're down, call me. If you have a situation where that court case seems unwinnable, oh my God, don't give up, my friends. Don't you dare give up. Again, my friends, those of you that are bringing up children, friends, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. For after it's all gone, after it's out of sight, out of mind, it is something else to get it back. Oh, my God. Yes, this is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything you do. Oh, my God. I'll be here throughout today. When you call, you say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. Write down that telephone number, my friends. Don't try to memorize it. Write it down. We've been here for over 30 to 40 years, right here with the same telephone number. That's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. Again, that telephone number, my friends, is 404-212-2444.